So, I went to essentially my home away from home and my favorite place on earth being the KFC Taco Bell.
Right.
And I was trying to be a good brother. I was like, "Hey, Michael, do you want any food?" And you were like, "Yeah,
Absolutely,
I want
always.
30 tacos." And I was like, "Okay." So I was like, "I'm gonna get 30 tacos for Michael." And I was like, "I really want some chicken thighs."
My daughter wanted one. Only 99 were for me.
So, and I pull up to the speaker box and I'm like, "I'll take those 30 tacos. And I want a beefy 5-layer burrito because they're very yummy." And then I said, "I would like 2 chicken thighs." Now, mind you, as I need 30 soft shell tacos, one beefy 5-layer, two chicken thighs. Yeah, that'll do it. Cool. So I pull up to the next window, and they hand me my food after roughly 45 minutes.
Yeah, this Taco Bell's not good.
Which, like, I mean, as far as Taco Bells go, is mostly the worst because it's freaking Taco Bell. Like, you're in, you're out, it's in, it's out. It's usually a 45-minute process. The whole thing, just 45 minutes. And, so I spent the 45 minutes, and they hand me the thing there, and it really weirded me out due to the fact that they normally give you this weird box because they think that chicken is best served to you in awkward boxes that are really cumbersome and don't hold the chicken well, and it's kind of just like they throw loose chicken in a box and it rattles around and it's not good. But I bring the food back here to you and say, for my brother and my niece, the world being Taco Bell, and I open up the bag to find out that they are 2 chicken sides rather than 2 chicken thighs, and I had 2 small cups of chicken that you'd put on, I guess, salad
How is
from.
that even a menu item that you can order just on purpose? Like, that's so weird to me.
Well, I now understand that when we were doing that whole bit, they said multiple times, they're like, two, they, what I assumed was 2 chicken thighs, they repeated it back twice, and they said thighs, from what I heard, twice, and they were making sure that that's what I ordered, and I was like, yeah, this is a KFC, you guys serve chicken thighs. And
Or
then,
sides of chicken.
or sides, I guess they also serve sides of chicken.
I think that I'm picking up in the other mics when I talk.
Maybe you need to, like, cower behind your mic more.
Do you get presents when I do hear the presents.
Dude, that's a gross mouth sound I was doing.
Why are there other people in here today?
It's not just me and you.
No, I don't think so. I hear somebody else talking. And it wasn't just this sound that I was hearing the whole time, which is my kids.
Okay, no joke though. Every now and then, I wake up in the middle of the night to hear that music playing, and it might be the most terrifying thing I ever hear in my whole life.
Yeah, baby monitors are a bad idea from the start. If my baby's gonna cry, I wish I could just let him go. They'll eventually stop, is the theory.
I mean,
I've never proven it.
I feel like the issue has to solve itself. Like, will Charlie actually stay awake all night? Or will eventually he just tucker himself out and fall
I
asleep?
mean, the theory is that no one has infinite energy, but maybe he does.
But to be fair, I've yet to see Charlie just get really tuckered out and fall asleep on his own free will.
It's very rare.
I feel like you have, like, you play small mind games. It's like this, like, weird trick war games-esque moment every time you get Charlie to fall asleep. Like, you, like, have to outwit him or something stupid for your Charlie to be like, "Ah, shucks." It's like I'm, the Mr. Mixel-Splicknick or whatever Superman villain who you have to get him to say his name backwards for him to leave you alone.
Rumpelstiltskin?
Yeah, that guy.
Okay.
It's like that. You gotta, like, outwit Charlie, and he'll be like, "Oh man, shucks,
You
mom and
got
dad,
me.
they outsmarted me again. It's nap time for roughly 45 seconds."
He sleeps for approximately 30 minutes at one time, no matter
Ever.
how many times you put him down.
No matter how tired he is, how many hours he's been awake, if he chooses to sleep, it's for 30 minutes.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you were coughing, but you're yawning. That's how interested you are in this topic.
Yeah, I don't know why I'm tired either. I slept most of the day.
So we brought guests on. We have a feature So we're like a bona fide like rap artist now because we have other people on our track with us. Today we have our sister, who I briefly mentioned in the last episode, but not by name. Are you here?
I think we've talked.
I'm here. Hello. How are you?
Fine.
I think we've talked about her multiple times, but not by name ever.
We spent the last, you know, 2, 3, 4 hours watching comedy videos to hopefully make us funnier. We're ready to go. This is Life's What You Rate, episode 6.
I have a question. Yeah. Are we going to introduce your wife at all?
She's always here.
Hey, not Hi. Usually, actually.
You're always here, whether you're on mic or not.
You still didn't mention my name.
Who?
Yeah, or mine, actually, I don't think.
My wife is here, and my sister is here. And this is Life's What You Rate, episode 6.
Your brat.
The show where we rate everything in life from a scale of 1 to 10. Go back to episode 0 for us to explain that scale. It takes too long every episode. But
super complicated.
It's wicked complex.
I mean, it's fairly complex. We spent an hour explaining it the first time. Why would we spend an hour explaining it every episode when you can go back with the power
just,
of the internet?
Just listen to every single episode. It's not that complicated. It's, I mean, okay, guys, we're going to have to cut this out. 100% honesty, I still don't get the scale most of the time. Baffled by it.
100% honesty, I have a power I've never had before, but I've sometimes wanted in my life, which is, hey, Maddie, can you tell me a story? Oh, dang it, I said her name. Maddie, can you tell me a story?
Oh, no.
Go ahead. Tell me about your really fun trip down to Omaha, or up to Omaha from Lincoln.
So on my way to Omaha, my husband Jerry...
Look at that! For the first time in my entire life, I can mute my sister when she's talking! What is that? Look at that! It's something I've literally wanted to do my whole life. I guess, hey, Amanda, can you tell me how bad Charlie was today?
He was terrible.
I can't mute her. That'd be a raw deal for me. It'd backfire.
I think it's weird that we just invited our sister on here to bully her on the internet. Just do some light internet, light cyberbullying.
Bad move.
This is my sister Maddie, this is my wife Amanda. They're here as guests tonight. How's it going?
Hey, good. It's good. It's good. It's late.
At the end of this
episode... I'm usually in bed by now.
Not really.
It's 10:30.
I'm not. No, I'm usually in bed by now. Nah. Well, I'm in bed, but I'm like
awake.
Oh,
right. Wait, I always forget to say, our sister is roughly 84 years old.
Yesterday was my birthday. I'm 85.
Happy birthday. Yay. Should we sing happy birthday?
I mean, are we allowed to, or is Mr. 21st Century Fox going to come fight us?
Uncopyrighted.
What?
Happy birthday to you.
Oh,
so creepy. Happy birthday to you.
I wish they wouldn't
say that. Happy birthday to you.
You can't hear how good it sounds on the headphones.
Oh, dude, it's real bad.
Did you come with a topic?
I did come with a topic.
Did you guys come with a topic? Because if you didn't, that's fine.
This was a surprise. Like, you asked us about 15 minutes ago. Yeah, so no.
Also, here's the thing.
I thought the only reason you came to my house was to try to get on my podcast.
No, I legitimately was looking to hang out. And you said intermission. And I said, time to go home. And then you asked if I'd be a guest. And yes.
Here's the thing. She just wanted to be famous.
I mean, yeah, we're ridiculously famous. We could have dropped over this. But also, we do need at the end of this episode, and I don't know if they need to be here for this, but we need to rate having other people in the studio and where that puts us in a comedy headspace.
It's different.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm kind of used to my wife being around, but not my sister.
Yeah. Anyway, back to the very funny thing that we're going to talk about.
Yeah, what are you going to talk about this week? Is it your turn to go first or my turn to go first?
Oh, boy.
Go ahead.
Okay, so there's a thing that I love very, very much, and it might be my greatest passion in life, and if you guys haven't guessed it already, it's TV.
I thought it was Doritos.
I'm a big fan of Doritos. One time... I felt like trash all week, and then I wondered why, and it's because the week before the week that I felt like trash all week, I ate nothing but pepperoni and Doritos on top of each other for roughly a week.
You did all the time.
No, sometimes I eat ramen noodles.
Yeah. One time I ate nothing but combos for 2 days just because I was calorie counting, and there was enough combos in one bag to last me one day. So I ate 2 bags in 2 days. I lost weight. I didn't feel good about it. But I lost weight.
So anyway, I'm very passionate about this this entertainment of lights on a screen moving with sound that relates to said lights.
They're called moving pictures. There's 24 of them per second.
Whoa. 24 pictures per second? Well, hold on. How many pictures did the show 24 have per second?
There's 24 frames per second for approximately 1 hour, minus commercials, so it's approximately 20 minutes of TV. 20 minutes times 24 frames per second times 60, that comes to approximately 100. If my math is correct.
Well, earlier subtracted 1 from 30 and got 99, so I don't really trust your math.
He ordered 99 tacos.
I said 30 tacos 30. Every time. You assumed 100. Anyway,
I got 99 tacos, but
one of them wasn't yours. One it of was, them Molly's. Was Molly's. So it was just 99 tacos. Yeah. There's different types of these moving pictures on my TV that make me very happy, and the best kind is called the game show. Now, there's a very specific game show that I want to talk about.
Let's go.
Is it the Japanese
game? Let me ask you. Okay, I have to ask you a question first, though.
Yeah.
And the question is, do you have it? Now you guys say.
Do you have it?
Guts!
Guts!
Okay, for real, though?
My name is Mike O'Malley, and here is Mo.
I don't have a lady's voice.
Yes, and...
She's also British. I can't do that either.
Yeah. So, okay, real quick. Time out from this podcast.
We are capping this out. I feel so bad about the sound quality.
Time out this podcast real quick. Traditionally, how this goes is somebody says something funny, and then you guys, this is a fun headspace, like, bit thing that we're going to do where everybody says funny stuff.
Correction, you guys heard the rest of the episodes, right?
Yes.
So you heard where I spent an hour last week talking about how fat I was and how I liked to wallow in my own filth.
Yes.
You can do a fake British accent for approximately 5 seconds for a goof. All right.
Okay, cool, fun. Yeah, great. This is really, really good. Good headspace. I like how everybody's just building onto this bit and we're in the fiction.
You guys know what yes and means, right?
We're deep in that comedy paint right now, and I feel like that if this is a war movie, I just lost a limb.
The comedy paint.
It's a basketball reference.
Hmm.
Okay. It's for sports people.
I got it.
Thanks, I
basketball is my favorite sport.
I like the way they
joke. I'm not going to do that joke again.
So, let me explain to you the TV show Guts. There's, first of all, the best of all time announcer for the show.
I'm pretty sure host. This is generational appropriation, because Guts was never on TV when you were alive.
That is true.
I don't think.
It was on that special channel.
Boomerang?
The special no. Nickelodeon Gas.
Yeah, it was just...
Games and Sports. Nickelodeon so Gas. Good. That doesn't exist anymore.
It does not.
Figure it out.
Legends of the Hidden Temple. Legends figure it out. Temple. Double Dare 2000.
Oh, dude, Double Dare 2000.
I'm pretty sure they had, like, what was the one with Mike O'Malley? And there was a bunch of nerdy kids doing, like video game stuff? This is real.
No, you dreamed that.
No, I didn't. Mike O'Malley, and it was bad.
You dreamed about Mike O'Malley a lot. So, this is not uncommon.
I wanted to be Mike O'Malley.
Who didn't?
Michael had a reoccurring dream where he just hung out with Mike O'Malley and his favorite thing.
Two heroes, Mike O'Malley and the dude from Smash Mouth, Guy Fieri.
Ah, right, Guy Fieri from Smash Mouth. The lead singer.
Going to Flavortown. I like how the age range of the jokes that we make swings so hard from, like, millennials who grew up on Nickelodeon Games and Sports and... people that watch the Food Network.
And specifically, the greatest artist of all time, Drake, and his good, good song, God's Plan.
I was hoping we'd get 1 week. Just 1 week without referencing that song.
Gotta slip it in.
No, yeah, we gotta talk about God's Plan. I mean, this could get cut. I don't know. Have we been funny in the last several seconds?
I can't see the computer. I don't have my glasses on.
That's how you gauge the funny?
Good point. We've been going for 15 minutes and Marcus laughed.
I laughed a lot.
I want to talk about Guts, though.
Yeah.
I really...
Yeah, so, I kicked the mic real bad. Mike O'Malley is the best, but let me explain to you this show, because there's a bunch of people who are my age-ish and my friends who listen to this show, and they probably don't know what Guts is.
Just hit it. I want to hear you talk about guts.
So, again, it's been a minute. So, like, they're inside your body, and I think they have something to do with... So, three teenagers who are all around the world come, and they talk about themselves a little bit.
That was Global Guts. Regular Guts. They could just be all from the U.S. if you want to. But Global Guts expanded.
Usually mix up the diversity just a tad, though.
They explained the territory. It was always ladies and dudes.
Yeah. But they would come.
Rarely black people.
What? There's a lot of black people in Guts.
Yes.
Anyway, they would come and they would do these incredible, super practical athletic challenges, usually involving some sort of harness and, like, bungee cord.
Sometimes they would kayak in a pool.
Sometimes they would do weird jumping off of a ledge, then like this thing would spring you up and you'd do a dunk.
Like a proto-less funny, what's the game that got...
Wipeout.
Yeah, Wipeout. Where they do funny, like... gymnastic style feats of strength.
And there's like there's this one where essentially a bunch of dental floss and rubber bands were strung into this weird grid thing that the kids had to climb through. I could have sworn it was dental floss.
There was a lot of obstacle courses, and these kids would have to compete for
a piece of the aggro crag.
Which was a giant mountain that the every episode of Guts or Global Guts ended with. There's a giant mountain called the aggro crag, and you had to climb the mountain while they shot confetti and smoke and sometimes threw dodgeballs at you, and you had to climb the mountain and get to the top, and the first person to get to the top hit a button and it would make an explosion, and you won your very own piece of the aggro crag, which is a glow-in-the-dark piece of this majestic mountain.
It never got smaller.
Here's the thing also.
It's amazing.
It took it from the inside.
It was roughly so many... The points you got from climbing the aggro crag was essentially enough points to where no matter what place you were in, you could win Guts if you just won the last challenge. You just were the first to the top of the aggro crag.
Don't ruin this for me.
However, real quick, I want you guys to say something funny. I'm going to try to check Google real quick to see if I can buy a part of the aggro crag.
You can buy part of the aggro crag on eBay. I've looked it up before.
It's how many dollars thing. Is that?
More than you want. But, like, $1,200, I think, last time I looked.
What?
That's not too much for the aggro crag. It's a prestigious award.
To be fair.
Touched by Mike O'Malley and Moira. Was her name?
Moira.
I think the best part of Guts was probably the outfits. It was good.
It was the 1990s. What are you supposed to say?
I'm not saying it sarcastically. It was very good.
Lying. I like how in Global Guts, they would do this really cool thing at the end of each episode where they would straight up just disrespect the flag and they would all hold it and run around the track.
Some countries, maybe that is respectful.
Okay, but they would also do it with the American flag.
The American flag.
And it was supposed to be okay.
It wasn't a real American flag. It had a Nickelodeon logo on it.
Also, if you counted... 51 stars.
And I don't know where to go from there.
And there's one extra small white stripe.
But the thing is, Guts is awesome.
Yeah, okay, so like
I wanted to be on Guts, and I still want to be on Guts.
I understand the way that we explained Guts didn't make it sound like the greatest thing that's ever hit like television, but it is.
It was essentially the Children's Olympics, but instead of doing boring crap sports like baseball and hockey, they did like jumping off bungee cords and dunking basketballs.
And then there was the one where like they were all connected to each other by like bungee cords, and they had to grab the balls from the middle and run it to their corner, and they're in a triangle thing.
Yeah, and like throw it in their baskets.
I don't remember any of this.
Did you see Guts?
No.
And there's always
I've never
one.
Never seen Guts.
I've never seen Guts.
There was always one pool.
I know, we're watching on YouTube tonight.
There was always one pool related challenge, and there was always one kid who couldn't figure it out and spent like the whole time trapped in a corner.
Also, they would give the kids sections to say things, and they just didn't know how to use the microphone and talk on TV. It was good.
Yeah, I liked how, like...
never seen Guts?
I'm sorry, no.
Mike O'Malley was literally...
You never saw Zoom.
Do you know who Mike O'Malley is?
No.
Mike O'Malley was literally...
I didn't have cable.
I mean, I guess we did at some point.
We got that super cable that one time Dad left.
Anyway, Mike O'Malley was always roughly, his character was turned up to roughly 11, and he'd be talking to these kids, and he'd be like, yeah,
psyched.
And then, like, he was so pumped all the time, and he'd be like, he's like, when do you go to school? And he'd be like, I'm in ninth, yes, and, like,
he was so cracked out, and everybody else was just like, I just want to wear a sick pair of sneakers.
Yeah, he's like, I'm just on here, because... I want to get that good glowing rock. And then he'd be like, Mo.
I have failed as a husband. My wife has never seen the show.
I remember Mike O'Malley, but in my head, I only see him as Bill Murray right now, and I don't know
why. He doesn't look that dissimilar from young Bill Murray.
Okay.
Who's Bill Murray?
I can see Bill.
I don't know actors' names. Tell me what he's in.
The Ghostbuster, the...
Oh, What About Bob guy.
What About
yeah,
Bob?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, got you. Okay.
Yeah.
I just don't know actors'
that
names.
That just adds a little more to the generation gap.
Yeah, we're doing weird stuff here.
I'm taking the baby steps. I'm not a slacker.
There's no way I give Guts anything less than an 8, though.
Dude, okay, but first of all, like, we gotta rate the parts of Guts.
Okay.
Mo.
Mo? I think I had a crush on her.
Amanda, plug your ears, please.
When I was 6.
I mean, you knew when you were 6.
You knew Amanda when you were 6, didn't you?
How old, that's true. How old were you? Do I need to leave the room?
I knew when you were six. I was 7.
No.
Safe. That's true. Safe.
No, in all actuality, I probably watched Guts when I was like...
11.
Well, I watched it later when I was... I watched it when I was a kid, too.
You watched it, like, with me like
before
a lot.
Y'all were born, though.
Yeah.
I'm so saying, sad. I saw the show before Gas.
When did this show run?
The 90s.
Yeah.
You I saw... Tell. Yeah, it's real good.
It's so good.
Michael O'Malley's wearing a hockey jersey. And he's... Man, Moira. I don't know. I feel like she doesn't... Actually, no, she explains all the games. That's what she does. Mm-hmm. She's like the referee.
Yeah, she always has a referee's like shirt on and striped.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't really remember her being that good.
He does look like Bill Murray.
He does look like Bill Murray.
Okay, good.
That's what I said.
Well,
you had a crush on
Google
Mo?
Google confirmed it, so...
Well, in my brain I did.
That's it.
Well, the 90s were weird.
I think you won.
The 90s were weird. My wife is much
That's
larger.
What Mo looks like?
Yeah.
Evidently.
Oh, there's there's the aggregate.
Do you not remember anything?
In my head...
You people!
In my head, Mo was attractive.
She was not... That was a bad picture. She's more attractive than that. My wife is still more attractive than Mo.
Yeah, she's more attractive in that second picture.
I didn't see the second picture.
It's probably just the accent, too.
Anyway. British?
British? Mm-hmm. How? Okay, hold on. How do you remember... Maddie's like, I don't know anything about these games or these stunts or anything about anything they're doing. Mo is definitely British.
She's British.
She's not wavered from that fact. The one permanent... the only information from this show that we all watched hours of that she retained was, hey, that's a British chick.
I can't explain it. That's all I got.
I spent so much time wishing I were on Guts.
Yes.
I thought about doing dumb
I remember like being mad
house.
Because they were so bad at it.
Sometimes
and I remember
they...
thinking, I would yes! be so much better
you
if
casuals?
This was me.
I would do so much better than you. I've thrown so many foam balls into baskets before.
I remember watching a lot of Double Dare. And like, I just remember like, have these kids never seen the show?
The person's nose, the flag is in the snot somewhere.
It's a freaking hamster wheel. You just run up the side and then it spins.
Just keep your mouth open. The slime can't taste that bad.
You don't really need to breathe. Hold it longer. Jump in the pit. Also, I liked how Double Dare was essentially just a show that was a trivia show that you could be like, oh, I don't really know. I dare these people to go do that dumb stunt. They could be like, nah, I Double Dare. You'd be like, I guess we gotta go do that dumb stunt at these points.
I guess we gotta do the stunt. It was thought about that one before.
It was a trivia show where you had to know zero trivia.
But man, if they Double Dare us back, we have to do it. But then the points are doubled.
Right, so let's just give Mo a 6. Michael O'Malley.
9.
But here's the thing, though. Can you name a better host of a TV show than Michael O'Malley? Because I don't know if I can.
Let's
Bob
see.
Saget.
Bob Saget on America's Funniest Home Videos is pretty funny because he's so stupid. Steve Harvey, clearly very good on Family Feud.
Yes.
I do not like Howie Mandel. I wish I were on Deal or No Deal. I think that show is rad as heck, but man, I do not like Howie Mandel.
No, he's not very good.
He just seems like a giant tool bag.
Is Howie Mandel the one that looks like the guy in Home
He's the guy that's the cult leader in
From
Monk.
From Monk.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. I do not like him.
Me neither.
Freaking Howie.
I think I always relate him to a cult now because of Monk.
Is Mike O'Malley the greatest game show host?
I think he is.
What about Drew Carey in that show about
Who's
improv?
Line?
Whose
oh.
Line is it anyway?
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, though.
Well, then, Is it Wayne Brady? He has his own show, too, and he's pretty good.
Yeah, but he's... Wayne Brady is not as funny as he was back in the day.
That's true.
He has a couple shows. Have you ever seen him in Catch 21? No, because y'all don't watch the Game Show Network like me.
Michael, I'm 20 years old.
I go so hard.
I'm 85.
Hold on. Can we just reference the fact that Michael tried to say the sentence, or say the phrase, I go so hard, in reference to... The Game Show Network.
Listen, I am a Game Show Network connoisseur. I eat it up the way I eat up nacho chips at night.
Michael's the most pretentious person you'll ever meet about the Game Show Network.
You don't understand. I'm paying extra money for Sling so I can watch the Game Show Network. It's one of my favorite channels, and this is not a bit.
No,
I
that's
love game
actually
shows.
True.
I love game shows so much. I'm taping episodes of Deal or No Deal so I can show my wife.
He actually saw that you could pay extra money to have the Game Show Network, and he decided to do it.
It was a no-brainer.
Easiest money Michael's ever spent in his whole life.
I agree with that, but probably in the opposite.
I skip a meal for my children. They don't have to eat one less meal of food, so I can watch Game Show Network.
That's why Marcus got Molly the taco.
Her one taco, and you're 29.
I got 99 problems. I'm trying to turn that into a joke, still keep coming back to
it. Okay, yeah, we'll keep. We'll fix it in post.
Michael Malley.
I think he's 10, because I don't think there's one better than him.
He's not... If we want to go with the original definition that was revised, with that it's transcendent, Michael Malley is very good.
And transcendent, because I think I will never forget Michael Malley.
He was so bad on that other game show is the problem. The one that I can't remember that I made up.
This made-up game show that doesn't exist, he sucked in it?
It exists, but he did suck in it. And it wasn't so much him as, like, you know how we just made the joke that the kids on Guts didn't have any charisma?
Imagine if they were nerds.
Imagine if they were nerdier and inside a carpeted game show room, and it were even earlier in the 90s, and it was that much worse. And Mike O'Malley, like, I don't know, he just seemed like he didn't give a crap about being there.
He wasn't as pumped to be on that show as he was to be on Guts?
No, because the aggro crack was not in his presence.
In my head... Michael Malley lived inside of the aggro crag, and
he's
was
not
just
a hobbit
and one of the reasons,
dwarf.
And one of the reasons he was so pumped every single episode was he's like, my house got a little bit bigger,
smaller.
Michael Malley got bigger. Nominated on Broadway this year.
What the
what?
Crap?
I don't
what
know.
Is he doing?
I don't know. I just saw it on here.
Holy!
He's crap. Even in a movie with Bill. Oh no, that's Tom Hanks. Never mind. I thought that was a Bill Murray movie.
Holy aggro crag! He's a Broadway boy.
I think we have to give him a 10 now. He's apparently transcended Guts.
Nickelodeon All-Star Challenge? Was that it?
What are you talking about?
The other show that he did.
No.
That's the only one.
You did admit that you dream about Michael Malley.
Figured
dreamed.
Out.
Maybe you dreamed
past.
It.
No, I didn't dream this
No, Michael show. Michael regularly still dreams about Michael Malley. We'll see Will tonight.
Well, our sister looks that up. I think it's a 9.
Oh, we can give
There's
him a 9.
There's the Michael Malley show.
No.
No.
That's pretty good, though. I don't see anything on here that looks related. Get the Picture?
That might be it.
That's the one where they, like, they furry it out,
yeah.
Basically. It's
Fuzzy.
Not a nerd game. Like, you have to figure out what the picture is before
no,
it's
but I
clear.
Remember some of those, like, questions being real nerdy.
This is the cover.
I feel like this isn't true.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that was it. Get the Picture.
Oh, man.
That was not a good show.
Guts! So, the aggro crag.
10. Is transcendent. When those people were in the presence of the aggro crag, they had no choice but to give their...
110%.
110%.
To just hurl their bodies.
24/7.
Is the aggro crag being rated as the aggro crag, or like...
The greatest thing of all time.
Well, okay, but then, like on... Legends of Hidden Temple, they didn't really disrespect that talking mouth either.
So you mean, wait, are you referring to Omek?
Yeah.
Don't call him a talking mouth.
His name is, he has a name.
It's been a while. I only remember she had a British accent.
On,
you think I'm going to remember
hold on,
his name?
Hold on, everybody. We better get down. Omek might strike our sister with lightning.
Good night. His name is freaking Olmec.
And it needs to be spoken with zeal. What the crap?
He gave us history and gave us the secrets of the temple.
And always explained the
Do
games.
You not remember the monkey shrine?
I do remember the monkey shrine. All I'm saying is if we're comparing...
Just pick a monkey together, Mike!
Hold on! Okay, so for real though.
That was
The only show that I remember getting the most mad at, more than Arrow, more than I've yelled at any other show, is there's literally a monkey that has a bottom piece, which is the biggest piece.
It's in three parts.
A middle piece, which is smaller than the big piece, and the smallest piece. It goes in that order.
They didn't get the pieces in the wrong order. They got the orientation. They wouldn't twist the monkey's tummy to face the right direction, or the monkey's head to face the right direction. The monkey's head having a post in it that goes through the other two pieces, so you obviously know that that's the last one.
Me. Dude, I would get legit mad. Be like, just put the monkey together, it's not that hard. Like, you did all the other hard stuff. Like, some of this stuff was, like, looked hard and, like, difficult to do, and you managed to get lucky enough to make it through that temple, which was definitely rigged, because you don't know if one of those freaking temple guards are gonna grab you or not.
Those temple guards were legit terrifying. Scary. More terrifying than anything I've ever seen in my entire life are those temple guards. I would... Speaking of dreaming of things, man. Sometimes I didn't want to open up my closet because the temple guard was going to come, and I did not have any of the medallions for him to take. I had no extra lives. I only have this life. YOLO.
I literally forgot about everything in that show, too.
Heck. My family's a failure.
I forgot about the medallions. I remember the Blue Jaguars.
This is why we're on this podcast, because we know important things.
Yeah, we watched so much Legend of the Hidden Temple, and we said, someday, we're going to make jokes about this on the internet. I better remember all of this.
I didn't know what the internet was when I was a kid, so there. It didn't exist, really. When I first saw that show. When I grew up, I was watching PBS shows and said, if you don't have a computer at home, you can go to your local library, because people didn't have homes with computers all the time.
Michael, that doesn't exist. That's a lie.
Whatever. Back in my day.
Alright, the show Guts overall.
Nine.
Nine's very good.
Yeah.
It's a very good show. I love that show.
It's so good. If it were on the Game Show Network, I'd watch it and tape it. I still call things taping it. You know the last time I used an actual tape to record something? A long time ago.
It was one of those six mixtapes that you sent to Mo.
I didn't send...
It was a joke.
I didn't have a crush on her that bad.
No, you sent the mixtape to Lucy from Odyssey.
I couldn't just Google it.
Lucy was a nerd.
Have you met our brother?
Yeah, the man is not a nerd.
Yeah, it's weird. It's weird. It's almost like you've known Michael for 23 years now.
I married up. We'll just say that.
Did you bring anything to the table this week?
I did, and it's so much good. Because now you are approximately, let me guess, 20 years old.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
Good guess.
You just told me that Maddie is 23.
Or 85.
It depends on the deep fiction.
Are you still awake over there?
Barely.
We're alive?
Oh, whoa.
Rip,
wow.
Rip. No, here's the deal, though. What's something that you miss more as an adult more than anything else? There's a right
cream
answer.
Savers.
Wrong
nope.
answer.
Nope. What happened to those when I was little?
Sleep.
Cream savers still exist.
No, they don't. They stopped making them. I looked them up online. You can't even order them.
What?
Okay, hold on. I'm dead serious. Full crap.
I was going to spend good money on cream savers.
Where can I buy a cream saver, Google?
All right, what about you, babe?
What do you mean I can't?
Sleep. I told you.
Where I already talked about sleep.
A cream saver.
Google? I'm sorry. That's still what I missed.
I can't bring up sleep 2 weeks in a row. You can't reuse the same jokes.
Something we miss most as a kid. I found a few
places. It says I can buy it at Walmart right now.
Yeah, dude. I just had a cream saver.
No, go on their website and it says out of stock. And then I went to the cream saver website and they do not make them.
I don't know.
If you have a cream saver, it's probably a really old one that you found somewhere.
Nope. It wasn't a cream saver. It was a Werther's original, and it was good.
Werther's, those are very good. Did you know that the brand that makes gummy worms also makes Gushers, but it's like their brand?
Oh, dude, Gushers. Are so
I found.
I thought we were telling jokes here, not talking about candy.
Sorry, I was talking about candy. I love candy.
Okay, but candy 10 out of 10. Most candy. Good candy.
Maybe
10.
No, not most candy. There's some hot poo candy. Good
truth.
Candy.
They make a pickle flavored candy now.
Huh?
Yep.
Skittles.
10 out of 10.
Spicy Skittles?
Hands down.
Spicy Skittles? 8?
8. 7.
7. 7 out of 10.
They're fine.
The purple Skittles? 8.
Sweet and sour?
Sweet and sour Skittles are a 10, man.
What about just regular sour Skittles?
Sour Skittles are a 9.
They rip you up kind of bad.
Sometimes they make you bleed if you eat as many as someone at this table.
if you eat just a lot of them.
It's not actually him, that's me.
Well, you just eat the sugar stuff. You're gonna die.
It's so good.
I've eaten Sour Patch Kids till my mouth bled, but I don't know if I've eaten Sour Skittles till my mouth bled.
Sour Patch Kids are so good. Swedish Fish are a 10 out of 10.
I do love Swedish Fish.
One time I ate a whole bag of Swedish Fish.
How big in
one
was the sitting. Bag,
though? It was the biggest bag that Walmart will give me.
That's pretty big.
In one sitting, and then I vomited.
I used to buy those when Mom would hide them. Because she was disappointed that I bought.
What are you talking about? I didn't have a Swedish Fish until I was a grown butt man.
I know. I was also grown, and I brought home a bag that was like the pound bag, and she hid it because she was disappointed that I brought so much candy into the house.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Very. Dad found it and ate them.
Yo, we have to go back. If we're going to talk about stories about when I was a kid, I used to never be able to keep candy because there was someone that lived in this house, and his name was Mark, and he would eat all my candy, and I would find a stash of candy, and he would eat it, and sometimes I would have a box of candy because I treated candy like it was a precious commodity, and I would eat one little piece a day. Like, I'm not kidding.
He still does.
I could have a bag of... No, not anymore.
Mm.
I'm a big
not
boy.
With the Skittles.
That's true.
But here's the thing. I used to be able to have a bag of Skittles and it lasts me forever. So I would take all my candy, I would put it in a lunchbox. And I had candy that was 6 years old. It wasn't 6 years old, but it was 3 years old. And guess who would find it and eat it all? My little brother.
Mark ruined a lot of things for our childhood. Me and Amanda were talking about that earlier. Scooby-Doo, Batman, the A-Team.
Me and Dad always watched Batman. I didn't ruin that one.
I wasn't allowed to watch Batman as
a kid. Batman. Wait, what Batman?
Oh, the good one.
Okay, yeah.
I saw Adam West Batman.
Yeah. Bam.
What a weird show that was, man.
Dude, have you ever watched that show and been, like, slightly uncomfortable about it? Because watch it as an adult.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh.
It's weird.
I really like all the parts with the Joker when he refused to shave his facial hair. So they're like, I guess we'll put this white makeup over it.
Here's the thing.
I guess.
Cesar Romero as the Joker was 100% a 2 out of 10 because he made me feel uncomfortable not in the good way. As the Joker,
as Cesar Romero.
He refused to shave his mustache, so he would just paint his face white over the mustache.
But you could see it.
You could see it. And it was creepy as sin.
It's so disgusting.
Yeah, it was maybe creepier than that picture of Macaulay Culkin that was floating around for a minute.
I don't know.
Sometimes I just send, and now that she's here, sometimes I just send my sister pictures of Macaulay Culkin. It's a thing I do.
Bad.
But not one the good ones. 10. Not when he was a kid. But when he was a grown man. And not when he's in his cleaned up phase.
Yeah,
now. When he was in his other phase.
Okay, wait. Okay, real quick though, we do need for you to actually bring up your thing.
Well, you guys all gave the wrong answers. I was hoping you would give another shot.
Oh, I didn't give an answer yet.
What's something that you miss from when you were a kid that you don't have now?
Time.
Yeah.
That was...
You're close.
Deep.
You're real close.
Is it games?
What?
Like board games, like the time... Fun. Is it fun?
Close. Fun and time. And guess what? It's almost Memorial Day. And that means...
Summer
vacation, ooh. Dog! What if we got summer vacation as grown-ups?
We had summer vacation last year.
What are you talking about?
Do you mean like from school?
Yeah, no. Michael is talking.
It was a good time.
Three solid months.
104 days of zero responsibilities.
Of summer vacation.
And school comes along just to end it.
Yep.
The annual problem for our generation is finding a good way to spend it.
Like maybe.
Building a rocket or fighting a mommy or climbing up the Eiffel Tower. Ba-ba-da-da-da. Discovering something that doesn't exist or giving a monkey a
ba-ba-ba-ba.
Surfing tidal waves, creating nanobots or locating Frankenstein's brain.
It's over here.
Fighting a dodo bird, painting a continent or driving our sister insane.
Phineas!
As you can see, there's a whole lot of stuff to do before school starts this fall. Where's Perry, I think?
Oh.
So stick with us, cause Phineas and Ferb are gonna do it! Phineas and Ferb are making a title sequence. Wow.
I'm impressed. I feel a little bit of love for my siblings. For once in this whole day. No, but for real, though, what about 3 months of no responsibility time where, and like, listen, I'm a dad and a husband, husband first, then a dad. I did it the right way. But here's the thing.
There's an innuendo in there somewhere, but keep going.
I did it the right way. But here's the thing. I'm not talking about, like, I don't want to be a dad or a father. I'm talking about I don't want to go for work for 3 months, and instead I want to stay home and, like, teach my kids about the world and go to Six Flags. Or, like...
Or the zoo, like, every day.
Or just, like, what did you do in summer? You sat in front of the TV and watched A-Team too,
except
like...
for with Mom, she made us do math drills all summer because math...
Because we sucked at math.
You get rusty over the summer, she says. We're not going to get rusty over the summer.
No, we did, okay, though. Hold on. We sucked at math, all of us.
Can we also bring up the little point that Mom would always be like, we're probably going to do school throughout the whole summer, and it would last...
Maybe
6 days.
I have to scratch my back so bad.
Can you reach it?
No.
You need some help? Oh.
Wow.
Good luck. All right, so here's the thing. Summer, obviously, 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
There's no dispute here.
Bugs. Heat,
what?
Humidity.
What?
So, no. Bugs, heat, humidity?
For the response, for trading work and school?
Okay, but
no,
guys,
you
we
said
don't get
some.
That.
Guys,
no, you said, guys, you said not summer
guys,
vacation.
Summer
okay,
vacation.
10 out of 10.
10 out of 10.
Guys, just so you know, I would literally give up a little piece of each one of my fingers to be able to do that every single year again.
Absolutely.
Like, they walk up, they're like, we're like, hey, we're taking like freaking... First knuckle up from your left from your left pinky, but you get 3 months off. It'd be like,
what if it's
deal.
Your right pointer?
Deal. I mean, eventually,
your left pinky
eventually
is the
we'll
one
get there.
You, like, screwed up.
No, that's my
like,
right pinky.
Of course,
pinky.
You missed that. You won't miss it.
Ew.
No,
that is so ugly.
It looks so weird.
I can post that on the Instagram. We have an Instagram account. We'll talk about that later.
Since when?
Last week. When I stayed up till late making it.
Oops, missed that.
It's
were
okay.
You actually sleeping?
We didn't advertise it.
She
at
was
all.
Sleeping.
She
was that
yeah.
never
probably.
Happens. Was Charlie sleeping then?
Yeah.
Oh.
No, yeah, no, impressive. it was Mother's Day, and no joke, Michael's like, I gotta make sure Amanda can sleep, and we recorded, and we did all this dumb stuff, and literally, as soon as we were done, Michael's like, I think it's the last thing we had to do, Chuck started crying, he's like, and then he went up and dealt with his son.
I don't want to give up my responsibility as a father or a parent, but I do want to give up my responsibility at work, but I'd still like to have enough money to live in a home. So
you
it's a good thing
a
I have this job, because I love this job.
This
I want to do this
job
through the summer.
Oh, wait, you wouldn't have the money.
We're making bank off of this.
I'm pretty sure our sister just dissed us. I muted her because I'm pretty sure
you
she
did?
Just said something about us.
No, I didn't. I said if you want your summers off, you'd be a teacher, but you wouldn't get the money. Because they pay teachers crap money.
We make so much money on this podcast.
I'm rolling in it.
He's wearing two chains.
Then why don't you? Then why are you even complaining about not having summers off if you don't even have a job that you have to work in the summers unless you want
hold
to?
Hold on. You think it's just me and Michael just come down here and just say stuff that happens to be funny? Have you not listened to this little thing we like to call episode 4 of our podcast?
No, I did.
Yeah, no. So sometimes it's not funny. We have to come down here and try and throughout the whole week think of funny things to say, can I say stupid stuff about this for half an hour at least?
Almost all of my favorite memes were from summer vacation. Almost all of them, exclusively.
Your favorite memes?
Memes. That's what I call them. For short. Same amount of syllables, one less letter.
It's not.
What? Well, it depends on whether you say memory or memory, you dingus. Memory. Memmy.
That's not how you say it, though.
Okay, so
I was literally saying memory. So,
do you guys, can everybody shut up so we can listen? So we can listen to Michael tell us good memmy stories.
Think of some of your favorite memories. Were they not in the summer vacation period of time? Going to our grandparents' house for like no reason for like the whole summer.
We did that in the fall too. Anytime down,
I did.
We were in Ohio.
We did, yeah.
You were homeschooled. You could do whatever you wanted.
I could, literally. But we didn't. We got to stay up as late as we wanted to until midnight.
No.
No, like, Mom was actually... Okay, so Mom had a lot of kind of, we can say, ridiculous rules about certain things sometimes. However, Mom was never the mom, at least with by the time you guys, like, wore down.
You're
I
welcome.
Didn't have a bedtime, really, like, ever since I was, like, 10.
Like, I mean, Mom didn't care about you. By the time we were out of the house, you were just...
Well, like, usually if Dad was gone, she got lonely. So I feel like we all just kind of hung out with her until we were all tired and we all went to bed at the same time.
Or, like, we'd watch TV together till everybody literally just fell asleep on the couch.
Yeah.
We did that a lot in the summer.
Yeah.
We did that a lot all year.
Summer vacation. You're getting off topic. What do we have to do to get it back? One, get a job that's not the job I have now.
Okay, yes.
Podcasting?
Yes. Two. Go into poverty.
Why is that? Or is that just what's going to happen?
No, that is an option. I could do that.
I mean, you could. I mean, you could just...
Three.
Steal a bunch of money. And then you have it.
Rob a bank.
Rob a bank.
I've seen Ocean's 11 approximately four times.
What about this? Watch all of Breaking Bad and become a drug stealer.
GoFundMe.
Ooh, kickstart it. Kickstart summer vacation.
A GoFundMe to start my drug empire?
Yeah.
Or to start a summer vacation fund.
Both.
Whichever comes first, probably.
We'll start both of them, and whatever one gives us more money by the end of so many days, we'll go with that one.
Summer vacation, 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10. Dude, summers, you play outside. Last night, I was throwing a frisbee with one of my friends. And I was like...
Billiam.
No, it was Tanner. But,
Tanner, 10 out of 10.
Tanner's very cool. But, we were playing catch. And, woof, you haven't even met him. But,
everyone's a 7 until I meet him.
That's a decent...
They can go up or down.
I've met Tanner, so 10 out of 10.
Tanner's really cool. Tanner's a 10, but,
he lit Mark Straw on fire. That was pretty good.
7. but we were playing catch, and I was like, it was one of the first times that I think I had this feeling in a while, where I was just like, it's nice out. Like, the sun had gone down, so it wasn't too hot. And I was like, it's kind of nice out. I don't have a ton of responsibilities, and now that somebody got hired at work, and I'm transitioning out, I don't know how I said that word, but it wasn't right, I don't think. Now that I'm stepping down as the manager there, so, like, my responsibilities are dropping.
You're just talking about real life, isn't it?
Yeah, no, are dropping way lower than ever, but, like, it was really nice. Like, I was like, it felt like summer vacation to me for a little bit.
Those are good days.
Can't stop the feeling!
That's where
dance,
I was going with
that. Dance, 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 dance. Can't stop the feeling! Dance, dance, dance!
Can't stop
dance.
The feeling!
Feeling in my
Justin Timberlake,
body.
Can we write Justin Timberlake?
10 out of 10. Hold on, hold on, hold on. Justin Timberlake with frosted tips, 10 out of 10. Justin Timberlake now, 9 out of 10.
But he wears the boots and the flannel shirts now.
And he's on Jimmy Fallon a lot.
Okay, Justin Timberlake and Jimmy Fallon together is a 10 out of 10. However, is he ever going to make anything as good as... What was that first album called that's funny sounding?
Sexy Back?
Yeah.
No, that no was Future Sex Love Sounds?
Yeah, that one. Yeah. See, edited it in like I knew what that was and said it, and it's funny.
Love Sounds?
Love Sounds.
Didn't he also gross. Just do Trolls? The movie looked dumb.
Gross.
You kind of look like a troll.
Ew.
With your hair flopping like that.
Gross.
Gross.
Hey, oh. Dear Valley, I'll say you gross.
Gross.
More.
What do you mean more?
Louder.
One word direction for you. More.
Anyway, let's wrap this crap up.
Oh, real quick.
Yo.
I have one question for our sister. So, I want you to rate one of me and Michael's favorite superheroes, and definitely our favorite superhero in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. And it being Ryan Gosling playing the part of Captain America.
Ryan Gosling, Captain America, 10 out of 10. Easy.
I'm not going to give her a platform to crap on things we
know. No. Even, what's his name? Chris Evans, Captain America? He does a very good job. 10 out of 10.
Wait, Ryan Gosling plays...
I don't hate Captain America.
Ryan Gosling plays Captain America,
though. Ryan Gosling does play Captain America.
I just dislike him more than Iron Man. It's not the same.
Yeah, I'm a huge fan of Total D-Bags, too. So, thank you for listening to the show that me and Michael have created, Life's What You Rate It, on the good website, whackmatters.com. I don't know what the rest of the wrap-up stuff is, so I kind of just stopped.
Tell a joke.
Oh, you gotta explain the Instagram account.
Oh, yeah.
We have an Instagram account. It's called... Oh, what is it? It's something dumb.
And t-shirts. I have one in the mail.
Happy birthday, Maddie.
It's whackmatters_com. Yo, that's another thing we did.
85th birthday getting lit.
So here's the thing. We've now decided that all birthday gifts gifts from our family are just going to be t-shirts for our website.
Until we get hats, and then they're hats.
We're just turning everybody into brands.
Are you ever going to get mugs? Because I have a mug collection.
I am
85 years old.
I did design a mug.
Oh, boy.
I designed a mug.
I'm pumped about this mug. I don't even like anything that is hot drinks.
Nothing? Warm milk?
Yeah. Actually, it's weird. It's weird, though. It's weird. I do exclusively drink my milk at room temperature. What the crap are you talking about? No,
people drink warm milk.
On purpose?
Yeah. They do.
But have you
hot Kool-Aid.
But have you tried Hot Tang? I have. Actually, Hot Tang's not bad. Hot Tang is yum. Hot Tang's pretty good.
Hot Tang. Shout out to Pastor Dwight.
There's a thing about Hot Tang that when I drink it, it makes my throat...
It's a kick in the glass.
It makes my throat feel like you know it's burning a little bit, but no, in a good way.
No.
Yes.
Like when you eat an orange, that's what it's supposed to do.
No.
I don't know what you're saying then.
It's like a thing that does a thing in my mouth, and when I drink it...
Can you describe it a little bit worse, please?
It goes like this. It does that to me. Like, involuntarily, my throat does that, and I don't know how to describe it, except to say that...
A tingle?
No, not a tingle.
A tickle?
It's not a tickle. It's like a...
a wrinkle in your throat.
Did you know...
A
wrinkle? Did you know that... Did you know that Tang is just tangerine juice?
No.
I refuse to accept that.
Did you know? So here's the thing. You always look at Tang and you go, this is some crabby orange juice because there's no orange juice tastes like.
It's got a monkey on the front.
But did you know what tangerine juice tastes like? Pretty much like Tang. Tang is actually short for tangerine juice.
What's the difference between a what?
Tangerine.
Tangerine and a mandarin orange.
A lot.
And a clementine.
The way that they taste.
Have you ever eaten a mandarin orange?
The way that they look.
I've never seen a tangerine, I don't think.
A tangerine and a clementine. A closer. They're at least the same size.
Can I say something real quick? Just tell a real quick story about my brother.
In size, but not in taste.
One time, I was hanging out in the kitchen. I think my sister was there.
Oh, gosh.
I think my sister's friend was there. And my brother came in. And this was post-salmonella. Because one time, my brother did have salmonella. And he looked at all of us and looked at the glass of Tang on the counter and said, when I had salmonella, I was very dehydrated, and I peed, and it looked like this. And then he just walked out of the room, like, he just wanted to share that little life experience.
It wasn't even made Tang right. We haven't even finished it, so it was still even more yellow. He just dipped.
He's like, yeah, I just wanted you guys to
know. It wasn't a joke, it was just a statement of history. That's how it looked when I was that dehydrated.
Okay.
Let's wrap up the show. Thanks for listening to Life Switch You Rate Episode 6. This has been me, Michael Nip, and my co-host...
Marcus Nip.
And my featured co-hosts...
Amanda.
Maddie.
And they're Nips, too, in case you were curious. They didn't pick up...
She's a Bruce.
Well, legally, I am also a Nip. Still haven't changed it.
Not also, only.
Actually, yeah. Yeah, you're not a Bruce.
I'm not a Bruce.
Yeah, what the crap?
I identify as a Bruce.
Okay, and I identify as a cactus.
Thank you, Jared, for allowing your wife and signing the consent forms for her to be allowed on this podcast, out of the house, leave the kitchen. She's still barefoot, though.
I'm not pregnant.
No, hold on. And Mom, guess what?
Mom, we had Maddie on this podcast for a very special announcement. I know you've wanted grandbabies, and I've given you two, and listen... Maybe a third, but not now. But not now. From me. But Maddie and Jared have a special announcement right here.
Just call them. They'll let you know. Just call them later. Maddie fell asleep. She's just late for her.
I let her down once again.
Check out our podcast, whackmatters.com. There you can subscribe to the individual feeds or just the Whack Matters feed, which has all of our podcasts. I do another podcast over there with my buddy TJH. We do some music talk, and he also has been posting some other music podcasts as well. There's also, we're working on some other stuff behind the scenes. We might get some more podcasts up there soon. If you are able to, and you can go to iTunes and rate our podcast with 5 stars, that actually helps us a lot as far as getting recognized and also being able to get sponsors in the future. There's t-shirts for sale, as we mentioned in one of our bits earlier. If you go to our website, there's a merch link, and you can buy some cool Whack Matters t-shirts. We might come out with some new designs. We're also working on a secret plan to maybe be at Omaha Comic-Con this year. So,
Super secret. It's secret. Keep it on the down low. Don't tell anybody about it.
I have not posted this on the internet. But When I do, about to. If you guys, yeah, if you're able to make it there, we might be there. We'll talk about that more in the future. It's hard to have money when you quit your job for summer vacation, but maybe we will start Patreon. Patreon?
You could start a second GoFundMe.
I was trying to think of a dumber way to say Patreon, but I think you beat me. Sorry. I let everybody down.
Rion. Patreon.
Did you all hear that noise?
I feel like I'd have to know how to spell the word Patreon also.
I just went off what he said.
Anyway, so thanks for listening to the podcast. Do you have a joke?
I was trying to stall a little bit longer, and I forgot to think of a good joke.
Working on this one. I saw it in a YouTube video. Hold on.
Dad had a good one earlier. It was actually funny. Something about a monkey, but I don't remember what it was.
I mean, I have a funny joke that is about missionaries, but it's going to be a long format.
What's the difference
between a slinky and a Republican? Oh, no, wait, what do they have in common?
What'd you say?
I meant a Democrat, but I said a slinky and a Democrat.
Hold on, let's say the whole thing again, because I was listening.
Okay, hold on, I'm going to say the joke right this time. What do a slinky and a Democrat have in common?
What?
They're both pretty much worthless, but fun to kick down the stairs. Dad told me that joke.
Alright, got another one. Let's see. Sometimes I'm bad at jokes. What's the difference between a tuna, a piano, and glue?
I don't know. What is the difference?
You can tune a piano, but you can't piano a tuna.
What about the glue?
I knew you'd get stuck on that.
Oh.
Dang it!